Welcome to Manufacturing Talk Radio, the only show that takes a look at the obstacles and opportunities open to small to mid-sized enterprises that manufacture here in America. Brought to you by All Metals and Forge Group, with your hosts, Tim Grady and Lou Wise.
Welcome, everyone, to Manufacturing Talk Radio. My name is Tim Grady, and I'm here with my co-host, Lou Wise. If any of you want to hear Manufacturing Talk Radio, you can hear any of our shows at mfgtalkradio.com, or you can go to iTunes and find us there as well. I want to chat with Lou today because Lou was involved in a big deal last week. He did a lot of on-site reporting, and we put that all together for you. Lou, what in the world happened last week? I know you got a postscript to do and a couple other things, but bring us up to speed.
I'll be happy to do that. Last week was the beginning of October, and we had Brad Holcomb and Chris Kuehl. Brad Holcomb is from the EC committee chair for the ISM for the report on business, and Chris Kuehl, who's economist for FMA, and his other organization, whose name has just skipped my mind, Credit Managers Report. The two of them give a rather spirited conversation on the economy, manufacturing economy, as it is going. And it turned out, if some of you don't know, the ISM number did come in at 51.5, up from 49.4, which is a nice jump. It's over the top, and it's expanding. And I like the number when it's over that 51 number, because as far as I'm concerned, Brad, if you're listening, that 49 to 51 number to me means nobody really knows which way it's going. But this was 51.5, and I think that was a great number. But what was even better was new orders. It went up a solid 6 points to 55.1. I mean, backlogs are picking up, production will slow down, employment will pick up. It's just one great big long thread of things that happened. So that was all kinds of good news. News item, more about Donald Trump and Hillary. Okay, that was enough about that. We have a much more important thing to talk about today. And this is a bit of an unusual show because the show is only going to probably be about 10 minutes long. But we're going to direct you to listen to some incredible speeches that we were witness to. So let me explain that. The New Jersey MEP, NIST, the National Institute of Science and Technology, and NJIT, the New Jersey Institute of Technology, were hosts for an event for Manufacturing Day on October 7th, which Manufacturing Talk Radio was invited to participate, and we videoed the keynote speeches and introduction speeches, and we also had the honor of interviewing some really terrific people, one of which was John Kennedy, who's the president of New Jersey MEP. We also got to interview the lieutenant governor of the state of New Jersey. That's Kim Guadagnino. We did actually her keynote speech, and she did come to our studio at the event, and we met with her. And all of these videos are available at mfgtalkradio.com. And we strongly suggest you listen to some of these speeches. But even with those speeches, we did have also 8 students, 6 of them from high school and 2 from junior high school, who have decided on a career in manufacturing. And we interviewed each one of them for 3, 4, 5 minutes. These are some of the brightest kids that I've spoken to since the last time we did this a year ago. Really bright kids. They're really committed. Their folks are supportive, which I found actually very interesting because usually we hear that folks are not as supportive of kids going into manufacturing as they are to go into college, run up the debt, run up a big bill, move back into the house because they can't get a job, and all of that stuff. we've gone over that time and time again. We did meet with the president of NJMAP, John Kennedy, which I just mentioned, and also the lieutenant governor, Kim Guardano. We also had Bill Brill, vice president of Cape May Brewery from Cape May, New Jersey. He was awarded the New Jersey's Manufacturer of the Year 2016. Great conversation. He probably does drink a lot of beer. He's a very light guy. And we had some fun conversation there. We did have other representatives from other orgs, and we had them on, and they also were very terrific. They came from NAM and NJIT and so on. So that was fun to do. If you are listening to the show today on our website at Manufacturing Talk Radio, all you have to do is scroll down from the player that you're on and hit the red button, and you'll be able to go see the videos. Or you can go, and if you want to just listen to the audio, you can go to iTunes and search for Manufacturing Talk Radio, and you will get those speeches in audio only. Great stuff about the manufacturing sector. Strongly recommend that you go and listen to it. We hope you enjoy these. Our next week's show will go back to our normal format of 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for an hour. Do you have anything you want to bring up or talk about?
No, I think that's it, Lou. We just got to let them roll into the videos. I think we've got 8 or 9 or 10 there. So lots
we have nine. I think we have nine. Yeah, we have nine in total. So let me ask you, do you think that you earned your income today? I mean, you hardly have anything to talk about.
Hey, I get paid by the word, so.
Okay, very good. All right, folks, we'll have you back next week at Manufacturing Talk Radio at mfgtalkradio.com. Go listen to those videos. Send us emails. Tell us what you think about it. There are some great people. A matter of fact, there may be a little secret here. I think the Lieutenant Governor Kim Guardano is going to be running for governor of the state of New Jersey. Don't tell anybody because it's a secret. Tim?
That's it, everyone. Enjoy the videos, and we'll be back with you next week with Manufacturing Talk Radio.
Thanks for joining us on Manufacturing Talk Radio. You can hear our next broadcast each Tuesday at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time at mfgtalkradio.com.